Mitra stared at the two in horror.
"You've been to Nathema," Scourge said. "You felt the void. You know what the Emperor is capable of."
"She understands," Revan said, reading her expression more accurately than Scourge. "That's not it."
"He's quarantined Dromund Kaas,"
Mitra said, trying to lead them to the same conclusion.
"What if he's preparing to do the same thing here that he did on Nathema?"
Scourge hadn't considered that possibility, and it chilled him to his core.
"Is that possible?"
he asked.
"Nyriss told me the ritual on Nathema took days, if not weeks, and the Emperor had to trick hundreds of other powerful Sith into working with him so he could draw on their power."
"He's stronger now," Revan said. "But even if it's possible, I don't think he'll go that far. At least not yet. He's too patient, too careful. Dromund Kaas is the heart of his empire and the seat of his power. He has too many valuable resources here to throw it all away. But once he is ready, there will be nothing left to stop him from launching his invasion of the Republic."
"What do you mean?"
Mitra asked.
Scourge answered on Revan's behalf.
"The Emperor had to keep his plans secret because he knew the Dark Council would oppose him. Now they are wiped out, and whoever he picks to replace them will remember what happened to their predecessors and be too terrified to speak out against him."
"He can also use this to rally the will of the people," Revan added. "He can claim the Dark Council was working with agents of the Republic, and that is why he destroyed them. He will claim the Sith Empire has been rediscovered by its old enemy. He will convince his subjects that the only hope of survival is to strike first."
"He won't make his proclamation until order is restored on Dromund Kaas,"
Scourge noted.
"That doesn't give us much time,"
Mitra remarked, remembering how efficiently the guard had overrun Nyriss's stronghold.
"The guard are patrolling the streets, enforcing the curfew,"
Scourge said.
"Only a handful remain stationed at the Citadel. Now is our best chance to strike at the Emperor."
"This time I know his tricks and tactics," Revan assured them. "I can shield my mind from being dominated by his will, and I can show you how to do the same."
"We should wait until dawn,"
Scourge said.
"There will be fewer people out in the light of day, and most of the guard will be recovering at the barracks after patrolling the streets all night."
"Good," Revan said. "That gives us a few hours to try and get some rest."
Both Mitra and Scourge nodded in agreement, though the Sith doubted any of them would get much sleep.